This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Still, y'all guys still sending the weirdest ways that y'all have celebrated anything whatsoever. This one is kind of funny from the 281. They said they just take off running. When the Astros won the ALCS in 22, ran right out the front door down the street. When they won the World Series, took off through the sports bar.
Start running.
And out the door, out the sports bar. So it's not like they just run around. They just took off running. And then they said, even on their honeymoon in Cancun,
yeah,
just took off running. Okay. Like, how far? Are you just running like a little bit, or you just go ahead and run a mile right
quick? Run till you can't run anymore.
It's funny what I do whenever somebody win a championship or something, like my team win a championship. I kind of be silent a little bit. I do the silent little
fist bump. That's what I do.
Like, yes.
You stop and reflect.
I'm not a, yeah. I'm just like a, yes.
Yes, that's what I do.
All right. Around the NFL, is this fair or foul, gentlemen? I'll talk about a wide receiver, formerly of the Pittsburgh Steelers, now with the Dallas Cowboys, George Pickens. Doesn't really have anything to do with any of that. However, George Pickens, now that he has made that transition to Dallas, he did something that was kind of, I want to see if you guys agree with it, if you think that he has, if he's right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wednesday, there was word that started to emerge when it came to a planned appearance at a youth football camp that was set for June 28th, just a couple of days from today on Saturday.
Okay.
The company that organized it emailed the families of the registered attendees to let them know and explain that Pickens was not going to be there, even though he had confirmed afterwards that he'd still participate following the trade. And now they find that Pat Freiermuth, the tight end mm-hmm. for the Steelers and possibly other Steelers, will pick it up, but the after a rescheduling to July 20th. So they're not going to be able to do it this Saturday. They'll move it to next month. Fair or foul that George Pickens opts out of doing this planned appearance after he's traded away from Pittsburgh?
It kind of depends on the person. I'll put it this way. I understand it. I really do. But I wouldn't do it. Once you commit, you should just follow through. You committed to doing it. But some people are like, that's just way too awkward.
So it's the planned appearance in Pittsburgh.
Yes. It's in Pittsburgh with a youth camp kind of thing. Obviously now no longer in Pittsburgh. Now, how did you feel about it?
Honestly, I don't think it was foul that he didn't show up. But I definitely would have had way more respect for him if he did. Because seen, I think, Lopez, you talked about the time, I want to say, Gary Kubiak got fired and he still did his show.
Yes.
His coach's show.
He did the coach's show that night.
That's wild.
Yeah. Like stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't
Respect, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at him if he didn't mm-hmm. do a show. But for the simple fact, you did your show and you don't even work here anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, damn, to me, that's a little bit of respect.
That's where I am.
Now the only thing in that story that makes it foul for me, because I'm with you guys, I think mm-hmm. that it's understandable. However, mm-hmm. it probably would have been nice for you to go above. The company that put this out there. Now, of course, I don't know that I could substantiate it. I don't mm-hmm. know. Maybe they are just trying to cast him in the light, make him the villain. I don't know. But they, in this again, in these emails that they were sending to the families, said that Deontay, after being traded, had confirmed that he would still show up even though he had been traded.
Yeah.
And then he decided against it later. Mm-hmm. That's the part that'd be foul. It's like, all right, we called to check up knowing that,
and
hey.
You said yes.
And you said you would still do it, and then you didn't.
Yeah.
But, like, hey, I can understand if you just got traded and you're like, actually, now that I'm in this new place, I kind of dealing with stuff, moving, getting myself in. I don't know if I want to do that. That's the part that I would look at. But
yeah, that's the tough part right there.
Well, 713, Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboy making an appearance at Pittsburgh. He'll likely get booed. Yeah, that is also a fair point.
Yeah.
That is a fair point to mention. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But somebody said AJ80 did the toy drive in Houston even after he left the Texans. Also fair.
Mm-hmm.
But Houston is also just a different place, you know?
Houston is
a place that you want to be here. You want to show that you love it, except if you're Deontay Johnson. That might be a place where you might feel a little bit different. Although he just feels like, he might not be aware. Deontay Johnson was on a podcast. I saw this floating around yesterday. And he got into the various reasons why it didn't work last year with the various different places that he landed with Baltimore and
Carolina.
Carolina.
He started in Carolina.
Three whole teams last year. So he did start in Carolina.
So from Pittsburgh to Carolina.
And then Baltimore.
And then he was in Baltimore. He detailed all those things, but we don't have to get into it. The one that matters to us here locally is that obviously he came in late in the season for a Texas team that needed wide receiver help. Why didn't it work out, Deontay?
I went to Houston. Things was going smooth. I thought I was going to be – like the way they made it seem like I was going to be playing a lot. Like,
right.
Just, oh, we want you to learn this. So I'm learning. I learned the playbook so fast. And then – come game time, I'm getting like, they putting the younger guys in, but I understand it's the guys they drafted, so I got to wait my turn. But it's like, dang, but y'all was telling me
that you're going to get this guy.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? So I checked out mentally. It was bad timing, checked out mentally, talked to head coach right after the game. Like, I wasn't trying to wait, had a drug test. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to talk to the head coach. And after that, they said I was a distraction, and they released me.
When he said, I checked out, that's all I needed to hear. That's all you needed to hear.
When he said they had the younger guys ahead of me, and then followed that up by saying, I know I got to wait for my time.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing then?
Yeah, he was I know I got to wait. It's like, do you? Because everything you did outside of that particular clause that you said indicates that you do. Yeah.
You not waiting for your time then.
But he said, I mentally checked out. I mean, that's all you need to know right there.
Yeah. And yes, 979, this is absolutely, because again, I'm only giving you this clip, but understand it comes within the context of he literally ran through every team and what happened there and why it was somebody else's fault from the 979, Deontay Johnson, quote, it's not me, it's you. That really is the way that he's
He's really like the girlfriend that go through all eight of her boyfriends and all of them was the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
I was amazed, but it makes complete sense because we also had some level of expectation. I vividly remember like Deontay Johnson.
We had the conversations.
They need him. They need somebody of his caliber.
And they did need some receiver help.
Yeah.
But it also I understand that they would want to slow roll it and get him involved, you know, slowly. And especially like you mentioned, the big phrase that he used there is mentally checked out. I'm like, dude, if that's all it takes for you to click out like that. You absolutely can't be here.
Yeah, you can't say it's their problem. I mean, they were the problem. It got to be a you thing.
He's like, they said I was a distraction. You just got here checking out.
Well,
yes.
You know what?
Yes.
Maybe you are.
No, he was.
You on the third team in 1 year.
And the other thing is when you mentally check out, everybody in your office, in your building, on your team knows it. It's you make it very obvious. It's hard to hide when you're like just out, you know, like you know, whatever your body language or your words or whatever. So they knew. And you know what? They said I was a distraction because you were. Because you were a distraction.
Yeah, and because when he said he went to go talk to the head coach and then they cut him, I was like, you must not realize what you had in D'Amico Ryans. Because I don't think D'Amico Ryans does not strike me as the dude who says things just to say them or who lies openly.
Yeah.
And he got out here and was like, look, man, Deontay, it's a fresh start. You know, what you bring here is how we're going to handle you. Yeah. You came in here with that BS.
Yeah.
They handled him accordingly. They're like, we're not playing that.
Yeah.
This is a team that is on their way to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We can't afford to have somebody come in fresh from the outside and bring that BS. Don't track that in here. Wipe your feet before you come
in. The crazy thing is, like, I would understand if he was in Carolina and the team wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
He came from Baltimore to Houston.
Yeah.
Teams that were competing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take that.
And then you know the only other team that contacted him after that?
The team that the Cleveland Browns, ain't it?
Cleveland.
Which that should tell you something.
Yeah. I think he also mentioned in that clip too how or that interview how he checked out of a game because it was 40 below 40 degrees.
Yeah, I think that's what got him in Baltimore was that he was like, "Yeah, man, it's cold."
Hey, I ain't going there.
Yeah.
He's cold.
He don't get it, man.
Well, no. He going to be playing by that lake.
You assume that he's going to be playing. Like this is a dude who, and it's crazy because it's so rare to find a dude, I think, that has, as much as people talk about guys being divas or whatever, I know he has the talent, but it's rare to find these guys in football, in my opinion, because football is such an authority sport, and it's drilled into the guys from when they're young.
Team, like do what's best for the squad, you know, play your role.
And that's why I'm so amazed that you got a guy who has this particular, you know, disposition at this level, because you went through maybe Pop Warner, high school football, college football, and you came to the NFL, and you still ended up like this, dog?
Yeah, yeah.
You still don't know what the game is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and these teams were giving them chances. He's still getting chances.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. That's, and somebody said the way he's talking about the whole situation just sounded like he left some parts out. Maybe so, but my thing about it is, even if he left parts out to make him sound better, he didn't sound good in that.
Yeah.
So if there's more stuff in there, real problems. All right, more around the NFL. We were talking about the Adrian Peterson situation that happened actually here in Houston. He had gotten in a fight during a poker game. The man who he was fighting is apparently named Joe, Baby Joe Castaneda.
How about that?
He sound like he could fight.
Sounds like a boxer.
Baby Joe. Baby Joe doesn't sound like a boxer's name.
You don't want to mess with Baby Joe.
In this corner, Baby Joe
or Lil
Castaneda.
Joe.
Oh, wow. He's going to be good.
So he's a professional poker player. The fist fight occurred, according to him, because Adrian Peterson insulted someone else. Quote, so he had something to say to one of my friends that I didn't really like, so I kind of said something, and then when I said something, that's when the melee kind of broke out. Typical, you know, how guys end up fighting, but he went on further to say that he can't remember exactly what AP said to insult his friend, which I don't know. I think I call BS there. I think you know exactly what happened. You probably just don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Quote, my friend's not really the type of guy who's going to stick up for himself, so I kind of said something, but Adrian Peterson said, I mean, like, we do know each other. I mean, it's not like we're strangers and we just met each other. We've known each other for years now, played many poker games. So, yeah, it's kind of, he said something to my friend. I said something and it popped off. This is so vague. He knows what, like, this is vague to the point where I just don't want to say what we was talking about.
It must have been really bad.
They were talking crazy.
Yeah.
I know, but it's because they're friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's because they're friends. They know they were talking crazy to each other. They were like, okay, so what happened was I said something, he said something, but I can't tell you either of the things that we're saying.
Yeah.
Just know that we was talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does this give you any more insight?
Well, what I took away from those comments was this was a very old school fist fight. Like he was talking, about like we're friends. He said something, I said something. It went off. We threw some hands. He popped me on the nose. I popped him some. We went our separate ways. And when we go back, we're going to be good. That's like something out of the 60s.
I do miss that, though.
Let's just go settle this in the street.
That's how it used to be when we was kids.
Yeah, it's like
used to get in a fight, and then the very next day we'd be bad friends.
Right.
That's what the fight is for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like whatever the ill feelings were, we put it in the hands.
Yeah.
Whoever won.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened there. And that's why we fight. We didn't fight just to fight. We fought to figure out what the situation was.
It was like old school. Yeah. All right, now that's settled, right? We good? We're good? I'm good. I'm good.
It's like when you're playing pickup basketball. Shoot for ball.
Yeah.
And once you shoot for ball, I don't care if you disagree. We handled it.
Yeah.
It got handled. Yeah. So I guess that's how that went there.
Nowadays, obviously, you're like, what's going to happen?
You know,
this guy's going to pull a gun out.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
It's a very old school. It was kind of like cool to me in a weird way. Like they settled it, all right?
Or even sometimes you'll just fall out with somebody over 25 years and not even talk it out.
Yeah.
So in a way, this is healthy. Like, did we just talk our way into this being healthy?
It sounded like they good.
To me, it was.
As long as they good now.
That's like old school. Let's go. Yeah. All right. It's all good now. He said he's going to see him again. They're going to play again.
Yeah. Like y'all said, usually people go to the trunk.
Yeah.
Like, at least they just fought it out and, you know, wrestled and all that.
Mm-hmm. Hell, isn't it supposed to be that Tyreek Hill went to the trunk? Like, AB, when he got jumped?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, man. Now, he didn't shoot the fair one, though, right? Like,
he was. It looked like, I ain't trying to defend him, but it looked like he was trying to get some dudes off of him.
Yeah. Like, if you fight the fair one, then hey, man, let it roll. And it seems
especially
like
if y'all friends.
Mm-hmm. Although, how many, like, how Can it be considered the fair one if you fight in a professional athlete, particularly a football player?
I actually have respect for the guy.
Like, that feels like a 2-on-1.
I have respect
one.
For old Baby Joe.
Baby Joe. Baby Joe Castaneda. All right. That is around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk more about this Rockets situation, because Calvin Murphy talked at the draft party that the Rockets had yesterday. Yes, they had a draft party, even though they didn't have picks that they were going to have. But Calvin Murphy was talking, and one of the things he said caught my attention. Is it championship or bust for these Rockets now? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John, how do you feel about the vibes that are being set to start this segment?
The vibes?
Yes.
Who doesn't like this vibe?
I don't know. It feels very like prom. It feels like school
maybe.
Dance.
But it's kind of just, it's cool vibe too. Sun setting, you're in the backyard. Sipping a beverage.
It's funny. I don't be trying to come up with any vibes.
No, I know.
I just be back here hitting buttons.
No, that's
stuff.
The best part is that you're just playing what you want to and having fun with it.
Well, that's
I'm over here interpreting. Yeah,
you have a vibe every day, and it just comes out.
I don't think I do. I don't be trying to set a vibe or anything. No. I just be playing random stuff.
See, I think it's subconscious. Like some days I'm in that classic rock mood.
Yeah, I might play Tupac after this. That's how crazy my playlist is.
Speaking of vibes, is this the proper vibe that Calvin Murphy is setting for the Rockets? Calvin Murphy, obviously Houston Rockets legend, longtime broadcaster. I didn't realize he had been broadcasting
for 57 years. He said he'd been with the organization 57 years.
57 years.
Man.
Crazy to think about, but I mean, he is Houston as they come. He understands his
organization. How old was John Lopez 57 years ago?
I think he was about 57 at that point. Yeah, I think that's how that works.
Was I 5'6"?
Okay, very good. You can do the math at home if you so choose. But if there's someone that knows this organization in and out, it is Calvin Murphy. So I found it insightful and intriguing when at the draft party yesterday, he said this about what he was hearing and what he was like kind of understanding from the expectations of Rockets fans now that KD is in tow.
championship. You know that. That's all they're talking about. You know, the Houston sports fans, you know, they're used to the best. So when they see something that has the potential of being champions, that's all they talk. And right now, you know, with this young nucleus they have, and then, of course, you still got Van Fleet running the show, and you add KD into it, that breeds championship, and they don't want nothing but that. Now, is that pressure on KD? No, because he's done it before. That's pressure on me as a broadcaster to try not to put him on the hot seat.
It sounds like a game going on.
Like they was having fun in there,
bro. It's like
a
20-second timeout going on.
It's in the background.
Sound like a coach.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're watching on YouTube, you saw me catch the spirit for a second there. I heard the vibe. I was like, hey,
yeah.
We bouncing. But no, I mean, obviously, I was also paying very close attention. Championship or bust is kind of what he's setting up there. Is he right that it's championship or bust for this Rockets team now?
I don't even really understand why it's even a question. Of course it is. I mean, of course it is. What else is it? What else could it be? We want to be really good and make a run? No. You're bringing in KD, man.
But if they get to the conference finals and they lose.
Well, we might call it
I wouldn't say it was a horrible season or a bust type thing.
We would not say a horrible season. We would not say bust. But let's be honest here. We'd be wishing there was more.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, Reggie,
yeah.
I mean, is this even a question?
No, I mean, it's not.
It's like, it's championship or bust.
The thing for me that I've looked at, though,
is bust
like,
is harsh. But
that's the thing. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what you're doing in that mm-hmm. situation. And I think, like, hey, you have the opportunity to be a champion, sure. But this is a team that, I mean, they came and they took some of their knocks early. Mm-hmm. But even still, in the way that we typically think about the NBA, you have to make a deeper run and you probe a little bit further to get your feet wet, especially when you talk about still the youth and that inexperience that happens in some of these places. Even as you still have Fred and KD and Steven Adams, like you're still developing, growing and developing Alper and Şengün. You're still growing and developing Amen Thompson, even as they gather more and more respect around the league. Amen Thompson as a defensive player, all defense player, and Alper and Şengün as an all star. I feel like the way that this West is built and everything, I'm like, okay, in a similar vein. A successful season is going to the conference final, I think. But like the idea that not only do you need to get to the finals, but win it in this first time in order for this to like feel like the right move, feel like a successful move. Maybe I understand where it's coming from. I guess I just had not gotten myself to the place where you say it and it hits me squarely that this is absolutely a championship or bust season for the Rockets.
I just feel look. Yes, you want to develop these players. There's still more room for these players to grow, whether it's Şengün, who's 23, or a man, or whomever. But I think when you say, well, it's not championship or bust because of all these other things, mm-hmm. you're ignoring the reason they brought him in.
Yeah.
The reason they brought him in was to win a championship. Does it put more pressure on the organization? Absolutely it does. Let's go to Kevin Durant's Instagram. This is what he posted yesterday.
Okay.
Anyone else would retire, but I'm not content. I want to bury these guys, I'll say, 20 feet down so no one can find them again.
Are you saying Noahs?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're going to start saying, call them Noahs?
No, it just felt like a good call back to yesterday.
I want to bury these Noahs like 20 feet down so no one can find them again. That's not a guy that's here to help develop other players. I mean, he is going to do that.
And he's going to need to for you. I think that his experience,
yes.
in particular for Jabari Smith Jr., they already have a relationship working out and what have you, working out together. But I think that's going to be vital. But yeah, I guess, look, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I also found it interesting that to have that opinion, but then also on the other side, and maybe this is just Calvin Murphy understanding the history of Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. the ways in which, you know, either you could say that maybe he doesn't handle pressure well or just he's been under that level of microscope and he does not feel like he needs to add to that. But saying then that does not add pressure to KD, I don't think you can hold both of those opinions simultaneously, though.
Yeah, but look, you know, as much as you're saying this is a possibility and it would be a successful season. You get to the conference finals like Figgy was talking about, that would be a successful season. But that's not why he's here. That's kind of that's a measure of cope, you know, like in case it doesn't go well. In case it doesn't go the way you really want it to go, there's a little bit of coping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There. Okay. No, I think that that's fair. That's a fair point to bring out. So, yeah, I mean, you are in this championship or bust situation. I imagine that puts a lot of pressure on KD. I think you're right that that puts some pressure on the organization. And this comes in from the 3-4-6. If they go off the deep end and start signing like Harden or Westbrook, I'm out. I don't think you have to worry about that.
I don't think they
one iota. Like, you've already seen this team willingly, you know, pass on James Harden and a level of, you know, reunion. You've seen, I don't even know if you need to see this team, but I don't think what Russell Westbrook, even at a veteran minimum type situation, fits with what you're trying to do in a larger scale. I think the bigger thing for me is just seeing the ways, and I guess this was one of my holdups when you talk about championship or bust, is this coaching staff, and I'm going to bring this up again, are they ready to do all the things necessary, including generate an offense, you know, schematically, as opposed to just like having the talent on the floor?
Are they better?
Right. That I think that's going to be the part for me that and of course, there's a lot of respect, rightfully so, that's been earned by Ime and his staff. I think that, again, as you talk about the level raising for a championship, that level raises for Alperen, that level raises for Amen, that level raises for Jabari, right? Especially Jabari, who, you know, some people were ready to try and call some type of bust. I think the level also raises for Ime and the coaching staff.
Sure,
we
could
talk about how you've established culture, how you're able to develop these guys to move them further. But still, all that sounds fine and good. We were talking about Mark Daigneault, who's been a coach of the year in the finals, and going, hey, why are you not doing this? Why are you making these decisions? And I think it's fair to look at Ime and go, hey, all right, what is the offense now? Is it going to be beyond a simple pick and roll action and not much happening? Because that's not going to be sufficient if you are setting a championship or bust expectation.
No, sure. All that is true. You know, Kevin Durant, though, you know, at this point in his career, and you just heard his Instagram, tell Kevin Durant that it's not championship or bust. See how that plays out.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah. He's talked about it. He wants to finish his career in Houston and win a championship. That is a huge part of that. So that's the expectation that we have now. Returning to Calvin Murphy, who was talking yesterday at the draft party for the Rockets, he also said this when asked if Kevin Durant, like what he would say to people that say Kevin Durant is too old.
Any concerns about his age?
Hey, they told me I was too short to play in this game. Remember that. And I lasted and got into the hall. I don't want to hear nothing about negativity. This man is a proven champion. Now, excuse my language, but the hell with those naysayers.
Why'd your eyes do that, Lopez?
Well, you know why they did
that. I have no idea.
Noah's, I don't know.
You want to play it again?
I love that if you did not know that Calvin Murphy was not a tall person, mm-hmm. you find out very quickly by hearing it. Like, he very much strikes me as all my life I had to fight, because he did. He's not.
Oh, he fought on the floor all the time.
Oh, I wouldn't even talk
How
about
tall
that.
Is
yes.
5'9"? I want to say.
Is Calvin 5'9"?
I think it's 5'9".
Okay.
5'10" maybe is what they listed him at.
About Reggie height?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Damn. Listed as 5'9", yes.
Yes.
Which, I mean, for how good he was, that is amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. there's only been, you have to be incredibly good to make it go at that height. Obviously, Muggsy is even shorter, but like, you start talking about guys.
Calvin would fight anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes complete sense that he yeah. is like anything that somebody will talk about as a hindrance. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to hear none of that, because I got out the mud, so you can too. Yeah. Right? I don't care how old you are, KD. You 47 years old. You better be able to hoop. I hooped to 5'9". Like, I love that about Calvin Murphy, that he still has that within him. He carries it to his day. He wears around championship rings all the time, and it does not matter. He still carries that particular edge and chip on his shoulder. Which, to be fair, the Rockets seem to have some of that. Obviously, Ime induces mm-hmm. that, but the Rockets do seem to have some of that, which feels like it's necessary for, at the very least, a Rockets championship team.
No. I mean, that's how it's going to be built. And I think, you know, and that also speaks to the relationship with Kevin Durant and Ime Udoka. He knows what he's getting into, and he knows that's the way this team's going to have to play.
And finally, this was Calvin actually talking about the offense itself, what he thinks it looks like.
When you talk about half-court basketball, that's half of the game. Because teams are going to try to slow the Rockets down, obviously, because of the athleticism. But you can't slow them down now and put with KD in the half-court. Are you kidding me? So that's the perfect offensive weapon. You got a half-court weapon, and you have those young legs that want to get them down the floor and put some numbers on the board.
He said that, and I was like, well, wasn't Jalen a huge portion of, like, getting up and down? How confident are you in the ability of this Rockets team going forward to still have the same type of pace?
Oh, I think you're right. I mean, Jalen wasn't an enormous part of that, but I still think they're going to be able to push the ball. I mean, they are young. They are athletic in various places.
It does shift, though, right?
It does shift a little bit.
Because
Jalen was a big part of it.
It used to be.
Coming down the wing with the ball mm-hmm. or whatever, it was just beautiful to watch, and everybody else just running. Now, who's going to be doing that? I don't know, but I think they're still going to run.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be an interesting question to ask, because one of the things, and I said this at the start, or actually during last year, right, when we talk about, hey, we want to have, no, it was at the start of last year, we want to have pace, is one of those things that every team says, and then you come, or just like in football, we want to run the football. Yeah, every football team says that coming into the season. Are you actually going to be able to accomplish it?
Right.
They did that last year. I'll be interested to see if they're able to do that this year, because last year we looked at, and you saw when Fred, at a little bit older age, was like, you know, sometimes he did not push.
Yeah.
Now you have him, but you also have KD, who is not necessarily inclined naturally to push. I mean, obviously he's going to get with the program. Alperin, is he as much of a pusher of the basketball? So maybe you have instances where there's one or two guys on the floor that are naturally inclined to just be like, I'm out and I'm you know, I'm shot out of a cannon. I'll be interested to see if they're able to continue that, because they need that transition offense, and it leans even more to why you need to figure out an offense, because if you have any slippage transition, you, as Calvin said, that has to come in the half.
But as you know, it's also opportunity. I think when the opportunity to run comes up, Van Vliet would be more than willing and able to push the ball.
Yeah, as long as you're not tired. Because look, there's one thing that mental can fail you if your body is not doing exactly what you want it to. So look, more things to watch, more excitement for Kevin Durant with the Rockets, and expectation that I think we have officially established is championship or bust with the Rockets.
Yes,
it was implied at the trade, but now we can say it's official. It's ITL official. How's that sound?
There you go.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get into what's popping here on a Thursday, including how much money is Cooper Flagg going to make in his career? We'll talk about that more next. All right, let's get into what's popping this Thursday in loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's start
popping as we speak.
Yes, popping as we speak. A little bit of Astros baseball. Let's start chronologically. Let's do this. Astros get a victory last night, a 2-0 victory over the Phillies. Another shutout victory against the Phillies, and this time it was an all lefty affair. Colton Gordon started off 5 innings, 4 strikeouts in the course of this. Then you go to it was Okert, it was Sousa, it was King, and then finished out by Josh Hader, 21 of 21 in his opportunities for saves. that he has cashed in on.
Got to get one more for the record.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah. And do you have any doubts that he will the next time? Because
isn't he tied with,
go ahead.
Dave Smith, another Astro, had 21 for 21. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I would hope that today isn't the day that you need a save. I would like it if you just open things up.
Mm-hmm.
However, as long as a W is a W, the Astros have done it in one-run games numerous times. And so whatever they have to do there to get a victory, that'd be cool. But again, salute to it was early and late last night when it came to the runs that they needed to get this victory, which was, I mean, also, Zach Wheeler was dealing, right? With all due respect to that guy, he was dealing. You did what you needed to. You had a Jeremy Pena ground rule double where he just kind of slaps it out there to right.
Yeah.
He gets himself on second. Isak Paredes with I think it was counted as a single. I will now go to my scoring expert, John Lopez.
Yeah.
How did you see that? Because it got under Trey Turner's glove, but I thought, especially when you look at Trey Turner and who he's supposed to be at shortstop, I thought that he should have made that play.
I thought he should have made the play, but I would have scored it a hit.
Okay.
Yeah, even though it's one of those where you're saying, well, yeah, ask the player, he would have said, yeah, I make that play 9 out of 10 times. But I think in terms of what happened, you scored a hit.
And you're not an easy scorer.
I am not an easy scorer.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm not an easy scorer.
So, I mean, shout out to Isak Paredes getting the RBI there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Caratini, there's no doubt or scoring needed with what he did. Big swing that sends it not into the Crawford boxes, not onto the concourse. Up by the tracks.
Way up there in Pujols zone.
Up by the tracks. Don't call it that.
It is the Pujols zone.
I don't care. He don't run nothing around. He don't pay no bills around here. You're not naming nothing after him.
It was rattling around in the rafters.
So a 2-0 victory for the Astros. That gives them the series win. They're trying to go for the series sweep. And today, a little day baseball. Of course, it's Hunter Brown Day. Happy Hunter Brown Day to you, sir. Happy Hunter Brown Day to you, Figgy. I hope that you guys are going to enjoy it with me.
Yes,
because
worth watching.
You're hanging out. Are you hanging out up here?
I'm not hanging
There's
out
the excuse.
Up here.
I was like, hey, where is it?
Because
we up here at Odyssey.
Lopez
Houston.
Like, are you crazy?
You want me to stay at work? Now, when it comes down to...
I ain't staying around these peasants.
Man, I got things to do.
So you don't want to see hot dogs get eaten? Okay, all right.
I might eat it. I didn't say I wasn't going to eat a hot dog.
Well, does this get you going there? I don't know. That's not a segue. But Joe Spada, very recently, as obviously we're gearing up for day baseball, 1 p.m. Thereabouts is where first pitch happens at Daikin Park. Joe Spada gave us something that it's warming my soul. I feel it
really
as we speak. Saying that Lance McCullers Jr., quote unquote, could start Saturday. Currently, TBD is listed to start. Mm-hmm. I've heard of him. He's all right. Yeah. I'd much rather see Lance McCullers Jr. What does that do for you, hearing that Lance could be back this weekend? Or at the very least, that tells us that within the next week, we should see Lance back on the bone.
Oh, yeah, well, that for sure. I think it means he's close to being a starter.
But like actually close as opposed to like whatever close.
Like Astros
typically.
Close.
Yeah.
Like what he was asked just 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, about the update on Lance McCullers, because they had Brandon Walter starting tomorrow against the Cubs. Fromber on Sunday.
Love to see it.
But Saturday was TBD, TBA, whatever you want to call it. But he was asked about that, and he said that McCullers was, quote, an option for Saturday. That has to make you feel good. Now, the one thing he did say is if he wakes up tomorrow feeling good. Oh, okay. Yeah, how's he going to call him? Hey, man, how you feeling?
That also makes me wonder, has he not been waking up good? Or has he been kind of so-so? Mm-hmm. And this is me doing the thing where I'm reading too far into it. I acknowledge it on the front end. But I'm like, if we're still in a place where we're going, if he wakes up good, that makes me think that at least recently,
right?
It's been up and down. Yeah. But hey, man, just feel good.
Very good sign.
Just feel good. Would you say that pill was in there? Can we give that to Lance? Oh, is that going to make sure he wakes up good?
Stay tuned for confessions.
Oh, okay.
Because I have some theories, and I have the answer to the pill that was left on the keyboard by the keyboard in the production studio.
Okay, very good.
You will want to listen.
Sure. I have to, so I will be here. You said 12:20? Very good.
Yes.
Phase one of MLB All-Star voting has concluded. It concluded about 45 minutes ago. And so we're kind of locked in where we are with whatever the voting is there. I have a strong feeling, as I'm sure you do, that you're not going to have any Astros situated nicely to be starters. Although Joe Spada yesterday on the pregame show before the game, he made as big of a push as I've seen him make in for All-Star for Jeremy Pena.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said that he should be the starting shortstop in the American League.
He should.
I feel I have a hard time doing that. I would like to be a homer, but I'm like, yo, Jacob Wilson has been hooping of late.
No, Jacob Wilson is the other option.
And then
but he's definitely there.
Oh, he's definitely within that conversation. He should be. He should at least be. He should definitely be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Starting is where I go. I start making all those noises. What I will say though, speaking of Jacob Wilson, actually, I saw a piece that was written in The Athletic about him. You know what he says is the key to being hitting well, like he is right now?
What's that?
Playing Fortnite. Sure. You know, Jacob Wilson,
hey, whatever works for you,
Jacob Wilson is a young cat. He says that he often will play like video games in the morning before he heads out to the park on the day of the game.
Clear his head a little bit.
Is this like what happens when, you know, what I don't remember what morning show does it where they do the Smuckers or what have you, people that hit 100? All them folks that are 100 years old, that they'll birthday, and they'll be like, what is your key to living so long? And whatever, a glass of wine every day or whatever they say. And I'm like, none of this is actually why you're living so long. Yes. You just happen to be living so long.
I love when they say bacon and I have a glass of wine every night. I'm like, okay, well, that's not the reason, but it's fun.
That's what I feel like hearing Jacob Wilson being like, playing video games makes me good with my hand-eye coordinator. I'm like, nah, there's a lot of people playing video games that aren't hitting like 3-something at the major league level. But yeah, I thought that that was funny as well. All right, NBA draft, first round rather, happened yesterday. Cooper Flagg obviously was going to be the number one overall pick. He was. Lopez gave us some of his passing thoughts during it. The Brooklyn Nets did indeed take all 5 of their first round picks to, you know, I guess up and down reviews.
Mixed at best.
Very mixed reviews, but the biggest thing that I took out of yesterday, maybe the biggest thing, is that Cooper Flagg is going to make some money.
Yeah, he is.
So Spotrac, I think we value them highly for, you know, numbers and contracts around sports, which obviously is important for what we do and watching all these spaces. This is how they projected it. If Cooper Flagg is indeed the superstar that, you know, we're kind of projecting him to be, I think the financial path forward is as follows. His rookie contract, obviously now till 2028, he would make $63 million thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
30% Supermax extension after that would see him through from 2029 to 2033 make $359 million. And then the 35% Supermax after that, of course, we're projecting what salary caps would ever look like, which would be the 4 years after that, 34 to 38, would see him make another $509 million, totaling if he, you know, if he makes it through those three
age
contracts.
38.
Not 38, age 31, $930 million.
Age 31.
Just make sure you're good at hoop, dog. Nice. You are going to be great. You will make damn near $1 billion. Like, that's where we are now in professional sports, is that you can make $1 billion in your first decade or so of 12 years of your career in sports. If you are one of the best.
Did you see the graphic making the rounds about Ron Harper and Dylan Harper? Dylan Harper taking number 2?
I didn't see it.
In his career.
Oh, I did see that.
In his career, Ron Harper made $35 million. In his career.
And his son will make that.
54 on his rookie contract. On his rookie contract, he's making 54.
The numbers are so big, and this is why I am so
And
much...
Ron Harper wasn't a chump.
No.
I'm surprised he only made 35.
Yeah.
That was a good amount, though, back in the day.
Yeah, like, no, but I would have thought it would have been probably round 60.
I would have, too.
Or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But, yes, so $1 billion is on the table for Cooper Flagg. He just has to make sure he hoops. Yeah. That's all it is. And that's not anticipating any level of jumps that could happen when it comes to salary caps or those types of things. Moving forward. All right, some other things that are popping. Are you interested at all in what like the NBA coverage is going to be moving forward? Because I know NBC, they added Grant Hill to their coverage as an analyst. And I really enjoy listening to him on
broadcast.
I do
too. He's been good.
He's good on NBA TV.
And he's good on college. I do. And plus, you say, are you interested? I'm interested because it's NBC and we know what they're going to, you know, how they're just going to approach it and it's going to feel bigger, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
They kind of have a different look, too.
Yeah, it looks different.
Like, I can't
it feels
explain
different.
It because that's kind of like Sunday night football.
Yeah.
It have a different look from Thursday night football.
Absolutely.
Or Monday night football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really intrigued by Amazon. I think Amazon got a really good crew of folks, especially on the actual game calls of what's happening here. So I'm excited to see what that looks like broadcast-wise. But ultimately, for me, the broadcast doesn't make whether or not I'm going to watch this game because of the sports, but
it can make it better.
It absolutely can.
Yeah.
Indeed, make it better. From the 832, 10 years from now, quarterbacks are going to be making $100 million a year. It's quite possible, especially with the way that the NFL has continued to make money hand over fist going forward. I'm always a big advocate, and you know this, for when we talk about these salaries, talk about them as percentage of the salary cap, because these numbers are just getting so big that it's hard to wrap your head around it just in and of itself, right? You say that this person is making $60 million a year, which is what we were talking about as a potential extension for KD next year, the average annual value.
Yeah.
It just, for those of us that are making tens of thousands, it just doesn't hit us.
No. Yeah.
Our brains are not made to deal with that.
At some point, it got to feel like it's not really healthy to make all of this money that early like that, right?
Well, I think we're at that point, and we understand that, you know, obviously you hope athletes surround themselves with the right people and financial advisor and all that. But we know, like, Deshaun Watson just burns through money. Just burns through it. And that's not just what I'm seeing on Instagram. You know, we understand that people have kind of talked to him about, dude, it's not always going to be there, you know?
And what's crazy is that statement might be harder to get across now because they might actually begin to a point where it is hard to spend all that money.
Yeah.
And you starting early too. You starting off in college with NILs and all that stuff.
Right. These guys are rich before they make it to the league. Well, some of them obviously, and the guys that we're talking about making the biggest salary chunks. Mm-hmm. I think CJ McCollum was actually talking about this where, you know, he didn't spend he's budgeted his money early on and he still spends like that. We're getting to a place where I do wonder if guys even have to do that, like we said. But yeah, man, 281. The money that we were talking about, that 930 to at age 31 for Cooper Flagg, that projection, that also wouldn't include any of his endorsements.
That doesn't
include the money that he's already made NIL-wise. Like, there's a lot of money in this sports thing, man.
I seen somebody, I forgot what player it was, but they said he didn't spend not one of his NFL.
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski.
Was that Gronk? Yeah, okay.
He only spent his endorsement money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, if you got guys like that, then all good.
Yeah.
But you also have the opposite.
Yeah.
Yes, people that spend a lot, way too much.
Mm-hmm. 832, you are correct. Dylan Harper's mother, Hall of Famer.
Maria.
In her own right. Maria Harper.
Maria. Shout out to Santana.
Fantastic, fantastic basketball coach. Look at herself as well. And real quick before we go, I was supposed to do this yesterday when I saw the tweet, but of course I forgot. And so, or actually, yesterday when I had an opportunity to, because 2 days ago, Justin James Watt, you're familiar with this gentleman, right?
I am.
Legend in the city. Had his second, or at least announced the birth of his second child, Nico Benjamin Watt.
I like Nico.
Yeah.
Isn't that a cool name?
It is N-I-K-O, N-I-C-O, where I could be like, did he name him after Nico Collins?
No.
But yeah, Nico Benjamin Watt was born on the 14th of this month. So obviously he's been a few days old before the rest of us knew about him. But of course.
What's this other kid name?
I don't remember.
It was, it's slipping me right now.
Nico with a K, just like the Greek. Maybe he named him after the Greek restaurant.
Nico's.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
Koa is his other son's name.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Cool name. Salute to the Watt family for getting adding another one to the clan of sorts. And of course, I use the word because I'm blaming you, Figgy. You put clan in my head, and I don't like using that word.
Hey, what's wrong with Wu-Tang Clan? We never cringe when we say Wu-Tang Clan.
I mean, a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, it's just a little bit, just a little bit. Yeah, Marshawn Lynch as well didn't spend his actual game checks. In fact, one of those, he didn't cash for a long time, if my memory serves me, where they were like, the Seattle Seahawks came through and were like, our money is off. Just didn't cash that check. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I have started my 2024 rewatch of the Texan season. And coming up next, let's get into Week 2 versus Chicago, the Sunday Night Football home opener. I got my notes, and you'll hear them next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.